All right, welcome back to the Motion Students Podcast. Today we're going to be recapping our last sermon on the house, the third part of the house series. And this is answering the question, how do we hold fast our confession to Christ, or the one, our faith, how do we hold fast to that in the middle of distance, the middle of hard times, the middle of times in which we don't feel very close to God. And I shared a story about my buddy Alec, which is someone I did Lifehouse with, someone who came to faith when he was in high school, and I kind of got the opportunity to share Christ with him. I shared the story that he moved out to Houston to work for the Astros, and how he has been distant from God, and how he's really starting to feel lonely, and he's starting to kind of question his faith. And what we'll see is, I got the opportunity, he flew into Indy because of really how much he was struggling, and I got to meet with him this weekend and talk to him in person. And when I got to unpacking kind of his faith and his anxiety and all kind of the whole situation where he was at, I asked him one question. I said, you know, do you feel... like, what do you feel called to be in Houston? Like, is this, do you feel like this is where you're supposed to be? You know, and when we ask the question of faith, and we ask the question, how do we hold fast to the confession of faith? And how do we, when we say hold fast, we mean, how do we stand firm? How do we continue without wavering, even in hard times? I think the first question we have to ask ourselves is, well, are we feeling called by God into something? Are we hearing the call of God, and are we actually pursuing that? I think so often we just live our lives, and whatever is convenient, we run with. And I asked him the question. I said, "Do you feel called to be in Houston?" And his answer was really like, "Luke, I just came out here because it was the next thing. It was the most convenient thing. I've always liked the Astros. I've always liked baseball." And I wanted to work for them in some capacity. And when I got the job offer, I just took it. I didn't even think about it. Didn't pray about it. I didn't seek Christ in this situation at all. And quite frankly, I really wasn't walking closely with the Lord before I left. And so what I began to pick up on in his life is that Houston or distance or lonely, all these things really weren't the root of the issue. It really wasn't the root of the distance from God. The root of the distance, the root of the complication, the root of the frustration that he has had with his walk with Christ comes with him being obedient to the Father. That it wasn't the distance. The distance just made it worse. It wasn't the loneliness. The loneliness just made it worse. It was really that he wasn't pursuing after Christ to have a relationship with him. And I think it's easy to ask the question, you know, why do I feel so distant from God? Why do I not feel, you know, why do I not, you know, feel like I'm close with God and having that personal relationship? It was easy when things were going really well, and I just started this faith journey. And you could say that the same thing for Alec. He was in high school, and when he accepted Christ, he went to a Christian school, and he was surrounded by Christian community, and he had Christian friends. But you can see as his community changed, his faith changed. And so often we need to begin to look back at our relationship with Christ and say, what am I feeling called to? And that lands us in our Hebrews chapter, where in Hebrews chapter 4, 14 through 16, we read this. It says, "Since then we have a great high priest," which we know is talking about Jesus, "who passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." So what is that verse 15 saying? It's saying that we have the perfect example that is Christ, that when we feel distant, that when we feel tempted, that when we are going through difficult times, or when we feel that we are distant, that he is the one, the high priest, the Christ, the Lord, that can walk us through those times of difficulty. But when we focus our eyes away from Jesus and we just focus on what's the next thing I need to do, what I need to graduate, I need to have good grades, I need to go to college, I need to get scholarships, I need to get a job, I need to do this, that, and the other, all of a sudden we have planned out our future and we've left Christ out of it. And so even not in difficult times, I would even argue in easy times, if we're not pursuing after the Lord and we're not being obedient to the Father, in which the way in which we know how to be obedient is to read His Word, the way we know how to hear from God is to read His Word and to be in prayer relationship with Him, that just using Alec as the example is it's so easy to slip away from your relationship and start focusing on you. That he had a me mentality, and that me mentality really got him in a hard place because he was trying to do things by himself. If you look at the outside in, he had his perfect job, his dream job, his favorite team, his favorite sport. He's moving to his favorite city. He's got family that lives down there. He's gone to Houston a million times in his life, and now he gets to live there. And it just took 8 months for him to become miserable. And it has nothing to do with his place or time. It had everything to do with the fact that he was forgetting Christ, that he was not pursuing a relationship with Jesus. And like I shared with you guys two Sundays ago when we last met for Motion, I said, Alec, what have you done to pursue after Christ? And he just had to candidly look back at me and say, nothing. So when we begin to have a relationship with Jesus, we need to think about this confidence that we have that Jesus went through this, and because he went through this, he's the ultimate example for me, that he gives me confidence in times of stress, in times of distance, in times of loneliness, that he is my strength. You know, it says in John 15 that we must abide in him and he will abide in us, that we can do nothing apart from the Father, that we can bear no fruit, that we are nothing without him. We see in the New Testament that that we must decrease and he must increase in our life. You see, these are all examples of us having a personal relationship with Jesus and understanding our call, right? Alec doesn't need to look at me in the face and say, yep, I heard the voice of the Lord come out of the heavens and he told me to be in Houston. No, but what he does need is to know that his mission field is now Houston. So what community of church is he in? What small group is he in? What accountable relationship is he in? What Christian community is he having? And I think an often misconception, and students, I want you to hear this, is that, well, those aren't kind of my people, or I'm not exactly like them. And Alec would say that I tried a couple churches and I just didn't feel like I fit in. Right? We're going to see in Acts, when you guys begin to go through Acts, in Acts chapter 2, it says that we have all things in common because we have Christ in common. And you've heard me say this. Right, but he really took that for granted, that Christian community doesn't have to be your best friend, but they do need to be accountable. And that Christian community can lift you up, remind you of the relationship that you had with him, because Alec was starting to question his faith in general. And he said, I know it's a lie. I know the enemy is telling me the lie because of what I know in Scripture. If he didn't have a foundation in Scripture, I mean, his faith would have been swept under his feet immediately when the first sign of trouble came. And so our confidence in Jesus' priestly duty, that he is our high priest, allows us to hold fast to our confession to him and to the house of God, even when things are hard, and I would say even when things are easy, right? That we must go back to the source, remember who Christ is, that he is the one who provides grace for us, mercy for us. And remember that we read in verse 14, 15, and 16 that we must approach the throne of grace that is Christ, that he is the window for us to see who God is. If we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, we don't get that window. We don't get to see who God is, that Jesus is the great high priest, that he's providing that, right? And the second point that we made on Sunday was that obedience and intimacy are tied together. Not obedience and salvation, but obedience and intimacy. That we know that a priest is one that's called by God and one that who obeys the law. And Jesus, on the cross, abolished the law so that we may abide in him. And the first one was called by God. We know that we are the priesthood of all believers. That you look back in the Old Testament, there's these lineage of priest after priest after priest being an intercessor, which means they're just sharing what God is saying to them, to the people, that we are called to be the priesthood of all believers, that we are now the mouthpiece for Christ. And you have to think, if you look back on Alex's life, and he would tell you this because he told me this over the weekend, that he wasn't sharing the gospel, that if someone looked at his life over the last 8 months, they would not have seen someone who's pursuing after Jesus. You know, if you kind of took the videotape of his life over the last 8 months, you wouldn't have seen someone who's on his knees in prayer or even felt like he's pursuing after Christ in any way. That he's bopped in some church settings once or twice over the last 8 months and kind of just said, oh no, my life's fine, I'm gonna go on without it. And it's find himself, he's found himself in a really distant place, in a really hard place, where he doesn't feel like he's got that relationship with Jesus. And students, I want to encourage you today that we must be, you know, hitched to Christ so that we feel that confidence in him. I asked the question, how do we understand how to hold fast to our confession, to stand firm in Jesus? It's to have a relationship with him. Only him, Christ, can provide that for you and for me. That when we feel distant from God, it's because we're no longer pursuing him. And how do we stand firm in Jesus? It's by understanding that Christ has been there, done that. Christ has gone through the same temptation that you have, if not worse. Understanding that he is our high priest, that he is our example, that he is the perfect picture of what it looks like to abide in Christ. Right? We remember that Christ fell to his knees multiple times, that he suffered and obeyed. And that was what made him the high priest, and that what's made him inviting us into, sometimes we might suffer, sometimes we need to remember to obey. That Christ learned obedience through what he suffered in times of distance, because he continued to seek after intimacy with the Father. So how do we stand firm in Christ when we feel distant and are going through hard times? We seek after the Father through obedience and in relationship with him. Students, I want to remind you today to stand firm in Christ, that only our confidence in Jesus and his duties as a priest, as our high priest, only that happens when we attach ourselves to the Father, when we continue to seek after the Father, to learn what the Father has for you and for me. Know that today that you can be confident in Jesus because what he has done. Nobody can say anything about you that will rock your faith if your foundation is in Christ alone. But if your relationship and your foundation in Christ is in Christ alone, plus my feelings and plus how I feel and plus the right setting and plus if I'm in community and plus if I'm reading or not, all of a sudden we put these contingencies on our relationship with Jesus, that I need Jesus plus me being comfortable or Jesus plus me getting what I want. And Christ says, no, it's me or nothing. It's me plus nothing. And I had to remind Alec of that this weekend, just as I would like to remind you every single day, and myself every single day, that it is in Christ alone in which we have faith. It says that in Ephesians chapter 2, that it is through grace by faith that we have been saved, but nothing else, nothing that we can boast about, all Christ in him. That as we put our hope in Christ, that as we obey him, as he has called us to obey, that we will have an intimate relationship with him. And that's how, even in times that are hard, we have confidence in Jesus. Let me pray for us. Father, I love you. God, our students love you. God, we want to pursue you this school year. God, I pray, Lord, that through this podcast, God, that you allow us to have confidence in Jesus. God, that this is simply the sharing of the truth of Scripture. And God, that we get to abide in you as you abide in us. God, let your Scripture come to life in us this year. God, let us be intercessors. Let us be mouthpiece for Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Students, you are loved. Have a great week.